Hi there. And welcome back to the podcast. This month, I want to have a conversation about overwhelm. This is the sort of thing that I feel like everyone has to deal with at some point, whether they're aware it's going on or not. And to be completely honest, I think most Etsy sellers really torture themselves with overwhelm to the point where they're not even getting much done at all. They just feel like they're really stressed and all they're doing is checking combos and packing packages and they're not moving their business forward, but they still feel so stressed that they can barely go on each and every day. So I wanted to dive into this because it's something I'm hearing a lot from sellers, especially after Christmas. If you're feeling overwhelmed, know that literally everyone gets into this boat with you, and some of us sink, and some of us, you know, we resurface occasionally, but it is something that you can fix before it becomes too big of a problem. It's something that you can fix even if you're too far gone, and it's something everyone should talk about, because when none of us do anything about overwhelm, it just gets worse and worse and worse until we can't even really work anymore and do what we love. And the thing that we love becomes the thing that we hate and that we want to get away from. So let's start talking about overwhelm. The first thing I want to say is if you're one of those online sellers who is like, well, today I need to do Pinterest and I need to deal with some other social media posts. I have to make 5 listings. I need to make sure that I answer all my Etsy convos. I have to pack a bunch of packages. And then I also need to think about, do I want to blog? Do I want to do this? I have no idea what to do with my email list. I'm really confused. If you've ever felt that way or you're thinking like that now, know that you are probably pretty overwhelmed. And there is an easier way. Before we dive into what that easier way is, I want to talk about how you know if you're overwhelmed in the first place. This is something a lot of people are like, I do a lot and I'm capable of doing a lot and I feel good. And if that's you, then great. You're awesome. We all have periods where we're super productive and we feel really good about it. That is not overwhelm. That is you being in the flow. But if you're doing a lot and you're not feeling great, or if you're doing a little and you're not feeling great, let's kind of talk about how you can figure out if you're falling into the overwhelm category right now. So the way I figured out I was overwhelmed actually is I have a text group of business buddies, and recently we were talking about money mindset, and one of them texted the group, if you won $10 million in the lottery, what is the first thing you would do? And everyone was bringing up all these great answers. It was really amazing. And I was like, my first response was immediately, I would quit my job. Now, this was some time ago, probably a year ago, because my memory is failing me, but everyone reacted the same. All the girls were like, you probably shouldn't be doing what you're doing if you'd literally quit the second you won the lottery. So if you're in that situation where if someone handed you $10 million and the ability for you to kind of free yourself from the things you don't want to do, if your first response is, I would quit what I'm doing, then you have a problem on your hands. And it's okay. It's okay to have a problem on your hands. It's pretty normal and human to be in that place. We all do it. But at that point, if you're feeling this way, you have to kind of decide, do I want to keep doing what I'm doing and adjust it so that it works better for me and correct this path? Or do I want to stop doing what I'm doing because it's just not serving me? And quite frankly, I don't see any way that it could make me happy again. For me, that was my corporate job. It was like, I knew from the beginning that this wasn't going to make me happy. I knew from the second they hired me that I didn't want to rise up in the ranks. And I knew I wasn't interested in what they were talking about or doing. And I was just there for a paycheck. If that's kind of where you're at, then you're probably overwhelmed. If you're still not completely sure, and if you're saying to yourself, I can't imagine winning $10 million, and I'm not sure, I might quit, I might not, I really don't know what I would do, then go a step further and actually get out a piece of paper. Yes, I know, I'm making you get out a piece of paper. If you're driving, obviously don't get out a piece of paper. But one of the cool things about writing stuff down is that it helps your brain to process things. And so many of us are like, it's okay, I'll just do this exercise in my head. But the reality is, if you write it down, you're going to see things you wouldn't normally see. you're going to process a lot better. And I found, especially over the last couple weeks, that writing things down has been a game changer for me. I have a notebook that I kept all through 2019 to see how it would work for me, and it changed my life. I went through it at the beginning of 2020 and looked at all the stuff I'd written down, and I realized I've accomplished a lot of what's in this notebook. Not to mention, I broke down my big problems and dealt with them right then and there. And quite frankly, it's a habit that's changed my life over the course of a year, just writing things down, which is so simple. Literally just having a notebook and a pencil on you all the time can be life-changing, and it's so cheap and it's so easy. So actually get out a piece of paper, for all of you who aren't driving, and write down what you want to do in a day. And this needs to be one of those things that isn't like, well, I know I have to check email, so I'm going to write it down because I'm going to figure out how to make it work for me, but I don't really want to do it. I've done this. I've done this exercise where I wrote down all the things I thought I had to do in the day instead of writing down what I actually wanted to do in the day, because I didn't know what I wanted to do in a day. All I knew that I wanted to do, honestly, was sit around and watch Netflix and, you know, eat food and go somewhere and exercise and, you know, see what there was to see. Like, I didn't have interesting things or things that you could necessarily get paid for on my list the first time. But some of the things I did put on my list were really interesting, like work 3 days a week or only work until 1 p.m. Like, so that was really helpful to me. So if you write down what you want to do in a day, the next page in your notebook, write down what you are currently doing in a day. Okay? If you can remember all of it. Now look back at your page, your previous page, where you wrote down what you wanted to do in a day. And without looking at your other page, I want you to circle everything that you are currently doing. So if I had my old notebook, I would be circling the fact that I'm working 4 days a week. I'd be circling the fact that I'm only working until I'm three, not one, but close. I'm getting there. I'd circle it, right? And then if I look at the other page, I would see that there are things on the page that I am doing currently that I don't want to be doing. So how can I start to remove those items from my schedule? It immediately shows me where the issues are, where's the friction happening in my schedule. So if there are only a couple items you want to do on your current schedule, and if you haven't really circled much on your want to do list, then you're kind of setting yourself up for overwhelm, whether you're feeling it yet or not. Some people have been overwhelmed for so long that they honestly don't know. And some people enjoy their work so much that they'll push themselves way past the point of overwhelm until it just gets really bad before they realize that it's going down. I mean, overwhelm isn't something that happens overnight. For some people, it takes years and years. So remember that just because you might not feel overwhelmed now, you don't want to set future you up for more overwhelm. Okay, so those are the things I want to start with. Next week, we're going to talk about how you can actually fix the overwhelm. And then after that, we're going to talk about how you can prevent the overwhelm. But we're going to start this exercise just by figuring out, what do you need from your schedule? What aren't you getting? Writing down that one page of what you want to do in a day and the other page of what you're currently doing in a day is really eye-opening. So do that now. Go through that exercise, and then let's follow through next week and talk about how you can sort of move closer and closer towards that what I want to do in a day page, even if it's like mine and it just says, I want to watch Netflix and sit on the couch. Whatever yours is, that is totally fine. Don't lie to yourself. If yours is literally full of eating pizza and taking naps, that is fine with me. I can't wait to chat with you next week, where we're going to talk about fixing your overwhelm and dive into that what you want side of your notebook. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.